Well, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And as promised, Boxed Canyons from Mr. John Smith. Those of you in the Spokane area, welcome back. And you've been away for quite a while. You've been away for 3 or 4 hours. You're coming back. Those of you in Northwest Public Radio land, just a couple of minutes and we're right back to good music. And lots of it. Here we go, Mr. John Smith.
Free again. washed away, love. I can no longer tarry. The morning tempest I have to cross. I will be guided without a star alone into the true love, it's your own true love. So open the door now and let me in. For I have come on a long, long journey, and I am trapped. Open the door then without a murmur. He opened the door then and let me in. We gently kissed and embraced each other, and in the morning we lay to the day was dawning, the cocks were crowing, the birds were whistling in every tree. Farewell, my true love,
And who are you, me pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? Oh, and who are you, me pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? She answered me right modestly, I am me mother's darling, with me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. And will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? Oh, and will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clear? I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and divil the one'll hear us with me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. So I went to her house in the middle of the night, the moon was shining clearly. Oh, I went to her house in the middle of the night, the moon was shining clearly. She opened the door and she let me in, and diddle the one did hear us with me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. And she took me horse be the bridle and the bit, led him to the stable. Oh, she took me horse be the bridle and the bit, and led him to the stable. Saying there's plenty of oats for the soldier's horse, to eat them if he's able. Bidden me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. And she took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. Oh, she took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. Saying there's plenty of wine for the soldier boy, to drink it if you're able. With me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. Ah, well, I got up and I made the bed, and I made it nice and easy. Ah, well, I got up and I made the bed, and I made it nice and easy. Well, I got up and I laid her down, saying, lassie, are you able? With me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. And there we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one that hears. Oh, and there we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one that hears. Then I arose and put on me clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you. Put me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy-o. And when will you return again? And when will we be married? Oh, and when will you return again? And when will we be married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married. With me to Raya, fol-a-diddle-da, diary fol-a-diddle-dairy.
treasures, uncounted so many tears. One wheel, some sorrow with poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. All hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song.
Once lived in a beautiful dell. It is no legend, this story I tell. My grandfather's grandfather knew him quite well. The hermit, he lived in a cave by the side of a lake, and decoctions of herbs for his health he would take, and only of fish would this good man partake. On Friday, and most of his time he spent in repose. Oh, once every year he washed himself and his clothes. How the lake ever stood it, the Lord only knows. And he's not telling. One year as he rolls, all dripping and wet, his horrified vision two pretty girls met. In matters of gallantry, he was no vet. So he blushed, he grabbed for his hat, which lay on the beach, to cover up all that its broad brim would reach. And he yelled to the girls in a horrified screech, "Go away!" But the girls only laughed at his pitiful plight and begged him to show them the wondrous sight. But he clung to the hat and he clung to it tight to hide it. Well, just at that moment, a villainous gnat made a hermit forget just where he was at. He lashed out at the insect, let go of the hat. Oh, horrors! Well, now I have come to the nub of my tale. First he turned red, and then he turned pale, and he offered a prayer, for prayers never fail. So it is said, of the truth of my story, there's no doubt at all. The Lord heard his prayer and answered his call. Though he let go the hat didn't fall. Praise to the Lord, a miracle.
That's the group Colcannon. Colcannon, of course, is an Irish potato dish, or potatoes and cabbage. I've had vegetarian, and I think it has meat in it as well. I've had vegetarian Colcannon. I remember Nadine Sanders and I went to a place in Dublin, and the key, I can't think of the name of the restaurant now, it was a vegetarian restaurant, and they had a curry, vegetarian curry Colcannon that was just amazing. Oh, it was amazing. Colcannon. Good Colcannon lasts you a long time, sticks to your ribs. It does. And we heard from Colcannon there. That was The Hermit. We also heard The Night Visitor and a great version of The Earl's Chair, that old classic that first heard from Kevin Burke and Michal and Donald Lunny and all those guys. Patrick Street recorded it. There's a Folklife version on a piece of vinyl someplace with Mike Saunders and all those guys that used to play Celtic music back from the Seattle area. And do Of the Earl's Chair. And I love backing up on that tune. I love really cooking on it, The Earl's Chair. And The Night Visitor. We also augmented all of that with Cherish the Ladies. Their singing is Heidi Talbot on this particular album. Of course, Heidi Talbot, who has a bunch of solo albums out as well, and is an amazing singer. And she did I Must Away Love, and also the old Stephen Foster, Hard Times Come Again No More, which so many people have recorded. You know, it does, I think, one of the best versions of that ever, ever, ever was Jennifer Warren. Back in the, oh, it had to be back in the 70s, with awesome harmonies. Hard Times Come Again No More, one of Stephen Foster's greatest hits. Yes, indeed. And so before the break, we're going to hear one more jig, set of jigs. Here's The Bank of Turf. Matt Peoples, a couple of reels as well from Cherish the Ladies. And we hope this works here.
Thank you.
Oh, cherish the ladies, Joni Madden and Mary Coogan, especially working together. They've worked together for so many, many years, cherish the ladies. Of course, cherish the ladies originally was spawned out of Mick Maloney's ideas. Did an album called Cherish the Ladies and with various women artists, young. And then there was an album, I think it was called Cherish the Daughters, or there were two albums, and had their offspring doing things. And Mick Maloney produced all those and put those together. Mick Maloney, I wonder what he's doing now. He did so much work on immigrant songs and the kind of the history of Irish music in America. And anyway, Cherish the Ladies then worked out of that. Wonderful vocalist Kathy Ryan was with them for so many years. Wendy Horan, who also now does fiddle with Solas. And yeah, Seamus Egan, I think, was part of that whole thing for a while. Cherish the ladies. Oh, indeed. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Stick around with us. We have a half a show left to go. Lots, lots, lots more music. Patty Griffin and all kinds of folks all the way up into Jim Faddis and Bela Fleck and all kinds of things. So you hang on because we're coming right back. Good break. All righty. Hang on now.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
The mild and dry weather continues. Today and tomorrow, mostly sunny after some areas of morning fog. High temperatures today, 52 in Moscow, 58 in Clarkston. Lows tonight will be in the mid to upper 30s, and tomorrow highs will be in the low to mid 50s.
Your life, I just want another chance to chief had been out of the army for 15 years or more. He was still marching up and down that street just like it was a walk in a war. They called him the chief because he was Indian. It was the name they said behind his back. In the summer he'd march with that in his shoes till the soles of his feet turned black. Till the soles of his feet turned black. His hands wouldn't work the machinery because his brain told him what to say. It's a hell of a life, but somebody's right up and down the street all day. Through the paces, running like a dog on a track. The wheels keep it going as fast as you get there. You don't ever get to go back. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just watching myself in some play. And the actress looks like she wants to go home and lie in a bed all day. Yeah, lie in a big bed all day. Her hands won't work the machinery, cause the brain tells them what to say. It's a hell of a life. Somebody's right up and down the street all day.
Driving the country just to see what's to see. There must be money in pistachio trees. What became of cotton fields I used to roam? I looked around, I took the long way home. I have taken the long way ever since I've been grown. Some might say that it's the wrong way, but every time I'll take the long way. I ran into some old friends I hadn't seen in a while. We told some tales that made everyone smile. Now I'm back on the highway alone. Me and my friend still take the long way. Driving Chevy, I had some fun in the truck. It pulled me out every time I got stuck. Now the car that I'm driving doesn't have any chrome. Me and the Chevy, we took the long way home.
Formerly of the group Prairie Flyer, Jim Faddis, who now lives in the Port Angeles area. Squim, I think, is where he lives, actually, which is kind of the Port Angeles area. Jim Faddis, good man, good songwriter. You know, he really took off on the songwriting thing. He was doing bluegrass with Prairie Flyer for a lot of years, and they were doing traditional and everybody else's stuff. And then he started doing it in the songwriting thing, and he just cooks. He's pretty cool. He's just amazing. Jim Faddis. And occasionally he comes back on the east side just to tell us what it's like over there on the west side. You folks on the west side in Squim in Port Angeles, you get our show, I think. I'm glad you know what it's like over here. It's because you get this show. You know, there's a big difference between one side of the mountains and the other. You guys got a lot more water than we have here. But, you know, we're not as rich as you folks over there. That's a deal. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, that's why the Starbucks are so much better. Actually, Starbucks, that's not a good example, because you can go anywhere in the world. You can go to Glasgow or Tokyo and go to a Starbucks and just have security in the fact that you're going to get exactly the same thing flavor-wise and everything that you got when you were in Colfax or Pullman or Ellensburg. Alrighty, well, and we also had Patty Griffin in that. Oh my goodness. Wonderful album, A Thousand Kisses. Great. Rain, Long Ride Home, and Chief. We heard those. And then Jeremy Serwer Blue Skies Over the Black Market and a song called Chance. And then Jim Faddis. That works out for that whole half hour. We did. Woon Jung Shin on the playlists. And throwing CDs around like crazy just to make sure that we all keep track of everything. The cool thing about having somebody with vision when you do this show now is, you know, is that, because oftentimes I'll put the wrong CDs in the wrong cases and then it drives me nuts and then I have to deal with that. And that doesn't happen anymore. Never, ever, ever happens. It's pretty cool. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. We have a calendar coming up. You just hold your horses because it's going to be a good calendar. There's good stuff on that calendar. And we're coming right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back, okay? Hang on now.
Cheers.